For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
And here comes the weekend.
Woo!
It is 7:06. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Bag it hard. Yep, it's an attitude, baby. Go for it. Get pumped up. Although, it is Friday the 13th. But that doesn't scare anybody anymore. You know why? Because we've seen actual real scary things happening around us still to this day. So Friday the 13th is like, really?
Yeah,
whatever. Yawn, Friday the 13th. Yawn, I say.
Mm-hmm.
All right, couple of things. Top stories. No more debates, says Trump. He's over it.
Yeah.
Kamala wants more. She wants more. You've got that story. You've got Attorney General Garland. Getting very, very defensive. We'll play some clips from that as well. Also, Radiant Credit Union and we keep an eye on the tropics for you. It's part of what we do. So, Francine, well, more than 400 households have been left without power. Around 14 million people living under flood alerts as Tropical Storm Francine batters through Louisiana and southern Mississippi, Alabama, and even parts of the Florida Panhandle. It was Cat 2, as you know, made landfall in a parish not too far, about 60 miles from New Orleans, at 5 p.m. on Wednesday, and has since been redesignated as a tropical storm after it has weakened. But boy, oh boy, it's put a lot of people in the dark,
mm-hmm.
and there's still risks of some flash flooding taking place. So we'll keep an eye on that. And if we're while we're on the natural disaster page, you might as well throw this in there. Earthquake!
Oh, no, hold on. Whew. That's scary.
I remember I'd grab the kids' like crib, you know?
Uh-huh.
When they were old enough to...
Right.
At least... Well, no, they probably didn't know what I was doing. And I would shake it, and I'd go, earthquake! Oh, the good times, and I can't wait to perform some of those same antics with my newly born grandson. Looking forward to that.
Growing up in St. Louis, tremors were a common thing. I mean, just not unusual at all there in the Midwest.
Yeah, and, you know, having grown up in Michigan, I don't ever recall anything like that.
Yeah.
Because I was on a better tectonic plate than you were.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
My plate was better than your plate.
It just wasn't as cracked.
5.1.
That's enough
magnitude,
to get your attention.
5.1.
Yeah.
L.A. They felt it in L.A. I saw like a little film clip. They were on like a TV set. And you can see how people react to it. It's a uncomfortable look.
Oh, and, go ahead.
Go ahead. Well, I was going to say, and these are people who are like professionals and stay focused and you're on camera and a presence of mind. But you can tell it just takes them off their mark.
I remember the last one, it's when I was a deputy. So this is going to be mid-90s or so. And so I remember I was home watching TV and laying like on the couch. And so to my left is a big picture window and curtains and the string that's hanging down. And I'm laying there and I thought, did I feel something? And I kind of glance up and I see the string from the blinds, you know, kind of just
waving back and forth. And you hadn't done any hallucinogenics.
Oh, none at all. And it's like, oh, wow. So it even the very minor ones sometimes will get your attention like that.
All right. I've got a story about, because, well, I kind of promised myself I wasn't going to talk about debates anymore.
Yeah.
And then when Trump came out and said, I'm not going to do any more debates, I have to be honest, I was pretty happy about that. But I do have a debate story anyway.
Do you think it's easy for her to go, see, he just doesn't, he's afraid of me, because she doesn't have to worry about going into one?
Oh, absolutely.
Doesn't that help? I mean,
look, they stay awake at night thinking of how to capitalize strategically on anything that they possibly can, because they don't have substance. So you have to do it with all the other bits and pieces, all the other Smoke and mirrors and perception versus reality and all that. Low information voters are not, you know, going to do their fact checking on their own in most cases.
So what you got?
Anyone who watched the debate hosted by ABC News knows that the moderators were biased, repeatedly fact checked Trump while letting Harris' lies go unchallenged.
Yep.
All right. So, and we shouldn't be shocked by any of that, especially those who pay attention to it. Now, this is coming from PJMedia.com. However, they said there are reports now that an ABC News whistleblower is about to come forward with evidence that Kamala was given sample questions before the debate. Now, I usually don't jump on these stories because is about to come out. Is about the whistleblower is about to come out. Where do you get information that a whistleblower may come out? Usually whistleblowers don't come out and say they're a whistleblower until they come out and get whistleblower status. But
makes sense.
This was somebody on X put this out. Bombshell report: ABC whistleblower to reveal Harris campaign was given sample questions that were essentially the same questions that were given during the debate. Reports also indicated they were provided separate assurances Trump would be fact-checked and Harris would not.
Wow.
So,
this is
going
to be interesting if it comes out for sure.
The thing. Mm-hmm. We'll follow this and see. And because if they don't provide this so-called person or this whistleblower more information, that'll be used against Trump, the right wing, the whole thing.
Yeah.
Oh, they lied and tried to say that she had the questions or whatever. Well, it's not like it's never happened before for a Democrat getting questions before a debate.
Hillary
Clinton.
Oh, yeah, I got all of them. Yeah, right.
So, anyway, that's what we have so far. And that is interesting, though, if they if you're assured, and again, this is just all alleged right now, but if you are assured they're not going to fact check you, but they're going to fact check your opponent, you're going to lie on double time.
Oh, yeah.
Because, I mean, she already does that. But boy, I mean, think about it. Unfettered lying. That's like a 10-year-old kid that just busted grandma's favorite vase, man. If that lie, if I didn't do it, he could get away with it.
Yeah.
His world in that moment would be a better place. All right, so we've got that. And
we covered
Saturday, Gators. Texas A&M. The Gator faithful will be there. Last home game for a while. This will be a big test. It'll be a good test for the Gators. I feel good about the game. Good. I feel better about this game definitely than I did going into the Miami game.
Mm-hmm.
I had a lot of reservations about that game. I didn't think we would get beaten the way and to the extent that we did, honestly. Mm-hmm. However, I knew they were going to be a very tough opponent. Texas A&M, still definitely not a patty cake for sure. It's going to be a real game. But I hope the Gators can get it together. We'll see. All right. Mark Zuckerberg. He is declared. I love this.
Okay.
He's declared he's done apologizing for Facebook censorship. I'm done with that.
Okay.
I'm done apologizing.
Because he's had to do it so much, maybe?
Probably that's part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're not going to call it censorship moving into the future. They've already shaped this narrative. It's going to be disinformation or misinformation. We're not censoring it. You know, we're just eliminating disinformation or misinformation, which basically means whatever the government doesn't agree with, any thought the government doesn't agree with. Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg declared at a recent event, his days of apologizing are over. He attempted to blame conservatives for the rampant censorship on his platforms.
Okay.
When it's a political problem, there are people operating in good faith who are identifying a problem and want something to be fixed. And there are people who are just looking for someone to blame. Well, Zuckerberg, you're not talking about conservatives. You see, you fell for it. You're part of the problem. Let's take the problem of a border crisis. okay? Who has been blowing the whistle since day one? Conservatives and Republicans. Has any of the lefty media, did they go to the border in the first, say, year when we knew millions were streaming across?
They were in denial.
No, they didn't.
No.
So, fix the border, and the Democrats just want someone to blame. Why did Trump interfere with the bipartisan bill that was going to, fix all this?
Uh-huh.
They're looking for someone to blame. We'll get to the root causes, right, Kamala? We'll get to the root causes. Yeah, she's gotten to a root or two. It's 7:16. Coming up next, what's bugging you? Yeah, call in now. A chance to air it out, get it off your chest, whatever it is. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control, 877-975-9825. Call now, please.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
What's bugging you?
And I know I'm not speaking just for myself, but so many of them, other Americans out there.
Get it off your chest now.
We're not alone.
877-W-SKY-TALK.
I got to bug up my pie hole. Oh, yeah.
On 97.3, The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. It is Friday. The weekend is here. You're listening to The Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is right here as well. Morning, Greg.
Good morning.
And you can always get the podcast, get everything. Don't miss any of the show, the great guests, the interviews, and all of that by going wherever you normally get your podcast. Look for The Bob Rose Show. Click on subscribe. There's no fee, no cost. And you'll have all that information right there at your fingertips. Isn't that nice? All right, you ready for what's bugging you? Call in now. Air it out. Get it off your chest. It's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. 877-975-9825. If you call in and lines are full, call right back. We'll get you in there. Nostradamus, what's bugging you?
Hey, happy Friday, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. Well, other than the escalation toward nuclear war with Russia that they're planning on doing, the election, I called you before and said, what do they got up their sleeve to stop Trump? And it's so close right now. Even Nate Silver from 538 has Trump winning by, he's got a 64% chance of winning the election. That's from Nate Silver, 538. But what about if Biden were to resign and Kamala became president before the election? Look at where she would be. The media, the propaganda arm of the deep state and the Democrats would be all over that. That's all you'd see.
I don't know that we would necessarily notice a difference.
Not at all.
No, it's the shadow government's fully in charge.
Yeah.
She would just be the face of it instead of Joe.
But Joe's not anymore. Joe's gone. He's history. He shows up once a month. She's getting all the press already.
I mean, before he was a lame duck, he was taking vacation 40% of the time. So, yeah. Let's go to Sandy. What's bugging you?
I just have one question. How in the world can anyone in this country even think about voting for her?
That's a fair question.
That's a very fair question.
I don't know. Yeah. I guess it would be people that, I don't know, hate babies.
Drain damage.
Like higher taxes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Want to go deeper in debt.
Oh, how about some illegal neighbors?
And, yeah, embrace all illegal aliens, including those that are in gangs that kill, rape, steal. Yeah,
and that you want to pay for a little trans operation out of your taxes.
Oh, and that's coming up, folks.
Really?
Oh. Yes, it is. You? Coming to a...
Yeah.
Let's go to...
Moving on.
Tater, what's bugging you?
Good morning, fellow election denier, Bob. What's bugging me is Taylor Swift hates women, and she hates little girls. These are the little girls that flock to her concert. Taylor Swift endorses Cammy, and Cammy encourages men to play in women's sports and thereby destroying their dreams, destroying them even from winning championships and even playing it a lot of times because you reported a team forfeited just so they wouldn't have to play against men. So why is Taylor Swift hating the very people who support her? I hope you have a great day and a great weekend. Happy Friday 13th, folks.
Right back at you, and I like that.
I like it.
And I saw a meme somewhere that says, are voters really going to listen to the endorsement of Taylor Swift when 90% of her songs is about picking the wrong person?
Yeah, there's that. Little detail. Yeah.
Good morning, Tony. What's bugging you?
Well, what's bugging me, and I have to go with Nostradamus, is this insanity coming out of the State Department. They're actually trying to say that it's okay to fire missiles into Russia, and the stupidity to think that Russia is not going to do anything. Now, Putin has been playing the long game, and I think he's playing real a constrice game. He doesn't want World War III, but the idiots and the psychopaths in this Biden administration, these know-it-all, never-been-in-a-fistfight idiots, are really trying to do this. And you know what the Republicans doing? Same thing. They're just letting it happen.
Yeah, many of them. You're absolutely right. Tanya, what's bugging you?
Yes, I think that Trump should have that third debate and on his terms. That means Fox News. I'd like to see Sean Hannity and Tommy Lahren be the moderators for a debate.
Now, that would be fair. That's not unreasonable. So you know what? That it'll never, ever happen. Wayne, good morning. What's bugging you?
Good morning, gentlemen. What's bugging me is the load of migrants that are coming into this country. They're coming in at such a quantity and such a fast pace that the Americans that are here that feel ownership of this country because their forefathers fought for their country or their family came here hundreds of years ago. They're watering down the ownership. We own this country, not the government, not even the elected government. We, the people, own this country, and they're watering it down. The migrants coming in do not feel the same way. They don't know the concept of owning a country.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot of them don't understand the concept maybe of freedom. And probably don't understand the concept of our history.
Right.
But just let's be clear. Immigration is a great thing. It is a great thing. It has made America better. If it's done properly. Keyword there. Legal and properly. Keywords. Yeah. Keywords.
Yep.
We're not against immigration because that's how the left will like to brand everybody. No, we don't hate immigration.
You hate brown people.
No.
Yeah.
No, and there's people of all colors coming, by the way.
That's true.
All right. Thanks for participating in that. Coming up, Tim Walz and guys being sent to female prisons.
What?
Well, I'll put it together.
Hmm.
Yeah, I'll fill it. I'll deal with that next. Coming up on the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Happy Friday the 13th.
Clock in this time
is ticking down.
This is the time.
To November.
The choice of this election could not be more stark.
We have some hard work ahead of us.
Every minute, the news is changing.
You have a radical left freak.
We trust women to know what is in their best interest.
And history will be made.
You have a president who will fight, fight, fight.
The Sky is the station for election 2024.
It's going to be a battle.
Now is the time.
News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Brother.
You settle down over there, Greg.
Or well, you get me all riled up during the break, and then, oh, now we got to be all professional.
Well, look, I was half paying attention to the whole Ben Sasse thing and the investigation and spending of money and all that. And,
right.
And I'm not defending him nor attacking him. I'm just saying it is interesting when, you know, they're talking about, like, he spent a lot of money, right? Yeah. A whole lot of sushi and stuff.
Yeah.
And then it's like, yeah, you realize, like, we gave Dan Mullen millions of dollars to go away. Millions and millions and millions of dollars.
But they spread it out, see.
Well, they gave him like, what, $12 million or $6 million right up front, something like that. I just looked it up.
I think it was like a $7 million thing, but but they gave him six up front.
I think it was 12 total.
12.
That was his buyout.
But did they spread part of it out?
Yeah, they gave him like six right away, like within 30 days.
Right.
So he has,
but you got to get a new apartment. You
first,
gotta, you gotta
first,
get
last
in.
Security. See? First, last, you need that.
That adds up.
That's only fair.
You need $6 million to go do that.
I don't have a problem with first, last, and security as a severance package. Uh-huh. I don't.
Yeah, that's important. Wow. They pay a whole lot of people a whole lot of money who don't work there anymore.
He could rent a small town for what they were paying. small town.
That's more than an efficiency town.
In Minnesota, where they go fishing on the fjords and watch the salmon spawning.
Oh, I love a fjord.
Tim Walz, governor. Mm-hmm. The governor.
Yeah.
Under his watch,
I bet he likes
five convicts were transferred to a female prison after identifying as transgender. Five male convicts.
And they don't look like chicks. I'm just saying. I don't mean that word chicks in a disrespectful way. They do not look like chicks. Yeah.
This guy is a... I think it's hilarious when they use, like, Chris Farley.
Oh, yes.
A little clip of him and how Tim Walz, when he came out on stage, the similarity.
Uh-huh.
But the only down thing is I loved Chris Farley.
Oh, yeah.
He was hilarious.
But it is...
It is funny.
It's a great meme, yeah.
The five men were transferred to a women's-only prison in Minnesota after the Department of Corrections adopted a gender identity policy.
So now it's not women-only, then. There's five dudes there.
No. And look, this goes along with the whole far-left agenda. Okay? So this isn't out of the ordinary for them. For the average American, this is radical. This is radical. Because we still have this thing called logic. Logic. You can't just identify in your mind. You are something you are not. We've made all kinds of jokes about it. Yeah, identify as a millionaire, you know? I bought a Lamborghini the other day. Hopefully they send the payment book to someone else.
First payment's going to come due.
I mean, come on. It is biology. Uh-huh. And by the way, it's not picking on anybody or bashing anybody.
No. We're not the one that stirred this whole thing up.
But it is silly.
It is.
It is silly. The competition having males compete with females.
No.
On the same teams. No, we've already seen people get hurt. You cannot defend it and be an honest person. You just can't.
How about we do what they say and follow the science?
Not in this case. It's only follow the science when it benefits them and their agenda.
Okay.
All right, so they adopted this gender identity policy in January of 23. Two of the men were convicted of sexually abusing children.
Oh, I see where this is possibly going.
The five men transferred were, it doesn't matter what their names are, but they're, 26, 35 years old, 52. In June of 22, this one guy, who goes by Christina Suzanne Lusk, who was born Craig Lusk, June of 22, Lusk launched a discrimination lawsuit against the Minnesota Department of Corrections, which ultimately resulted in the implementation measures permitting male convicts to be be housed in the female estate.
Mm.
Now, where would that ever make sense? Listen, I get it. You're in prison. It's supposed to be punishment.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not necessarily supposed to be rape. You're not necessarily going to be in there with sexual perverts that have male genitalia when you're a woman. That would be cruel and unusual punishment, wouldn't it?
Right. And it's happened.
Oh, yeah. Lusk received backing from the transgender nonprofit organization Gender Justice, which reportedly received nearly $500,000 in taxpayer funds from the administration of Governor Tim Walz.
Shocking, not.
Yep. They handed out $448,000 to Gender Justice just 1 year after the organization filed the sex discrimination complaint. And I bet if you did some tracking down, do you think that now this Gender Justice who got this money may be possibly contributing to the candidacy of both Walz and Kamala Harris?
There is a distinct possibility.
Yeah.
I think that there's, and again, nothing to base it on, just feeling. And the Democrats love feelings because that's how we make decisions in life. I just think he's a little weirder than we even know. I was watching an older video clip of him, just kind of going on with the weirdness that you're starting here with him. And he was in front of you know, a bunch of his constituents, and they were kind of upset about the whole thing with letting little boys go into the girls' bathrooms in schools. And his defense was, hey, well, you know, we're talking about, you know, little kids, little boys about the, you know, 10 years old. His son was about 10 at the time. So, you know, that's what we're talking about is little kids. I'm like, oh, so you just kind of introduce it then?
Oh, yeah.
And so then
yeah, that's
everything
the idea.
Becomes normal?
It's called grooming.
Oh, that's what you call it.
That's what you call it.
Yeah.
Now, look, if you can self-identify and actually change your gender, your mind thinks you're a different gender, even yes. if you're legit. Okay. Mm-hmm. It doesn't change the biological fact, does it?
No.
Now, if a young man feels like in his mind, he really believes in his mind that when he forced himself upon a woman, that it was not rape.
Uh-huh.
I mean, he is not identifying as a rapist. He's identifying as a guy who engaged in consensual sex. So
that makes it okay.
The very fact that he believes he is not a rapist, he shouldn't be tried, convicted, and go to prison because, after all, he really believes that it mm-hmm. was not rape.
Well, this is so many things with
Isn't
the
that
left.
Ridiculous?
It is. They open a door and then wonder, well, look at the free speech thing. We've turned everything short of assassination into free speech. Free speech basically had one real intent back in the day, and that's not getting your head cut off for condemning the king.
Right. Speak out against your government.
But they take everything and they open a door that doesn't need to be opened, and then it just, like a wave, progresses. And that's your example right there of the rapist.
Yeah.
Is the exact kind of analogy that we need to be aware of when we hear the left coming up with something new.
Let's look at the evidence, one might say. Let's look at the evidence. And the evidence might direct you in, you know, the right direction. Uh-huh. And the evidence, with this whole idea of self-identifying, the evidence is biological. And that outweighs what your perception in your mind is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a crazy world, Bob.
Yeah, it's
these lefties, they're just screwing it all up.
And that's it. Look, and this is just a sliver of what they're all about.
Think if they could really do everything they want.
That's what you have to do. You have to take everything out to the nth degree.
Because they're heading there.
Well, here's what you can use as an example for that. All your, basically, just about all of your major cities, especially, you know, up north. Mm-hmm. Philadelphia, Detroit, Chicago, L.A., San Francisco, just to name a few right off the bat. All democratically controlled by Democrat Party for years and years, for decades and decades. Highest crime rates.
Yep.
Highest levels of poverty.
Mm-hmm.
Dirty. Scary places. Unsafe. And that is their legacy. So that's from a city perspective. These are areas where they have been able to carry out their ideas and ideals,
mm-hmm.
you know, to make the world a better place. Yeah, but it didn't. It made it far worse on just about every single measuring stick that there is in terms of quality of life for the people that live there. But people keep voting for the G.
And they keep getting worse and worse and worse.
However, there is help. There is hope.
Oh, good.
You know, there is a group that may be kind of getting wise to the situation.
Yeah.
The Jewish folks.
Hmm.
Yeah. Vice President Kamala Harris's support among Jewish voters is at its lowest level for a Democrat since 1988, when former Governor Michael Dukakis lost to George H.W. Bush. Can I say Michael Dukakis without you picturing a guy driving a tank with an oversized helmet on?
No, that's the only thing I envision when you mention Michael Dukakis.
I don't care if you were 3 years old
matter.
He ran or 33.
Yeah, that's it.
Harris' diminished support suggests Jewish voters are uneasy about the Biden-Harris administration's handling of the Hamas-Israel war and its management of pro-Palestinian protest on college campuses.
You think?
Harris's support among registered Jewish voters is 65%. Pew Research found this week the lowest mark for a Democrat since Dukakis lost to Bush, with only 64% support among that demographic. Wow. Trump has 34% among Jewish voters, according to Pew, after the 88 election support for Democrats among Jewish voters increased into the high 70s and low 80s. Even President Joe Biden won 70% of American Jewish support, while 30% went for Trump. But it's looking much better for Trump,
as many
in the Jewish population are beginning to wake up to the failed policies of the Democrats.
One quick thought to your last story on the hell holes and the cities. So just funny you say that. I saw a story this morning from Malcolm in the Middle. Remember Frankie Muniz, the actor? Anyway, he flies into L.A., and after being there 23 minutes, he says, I'm already disgusted by this hellhole. And he'd been there in 23 minutes.
There you go.
And that's a guy who lived the Hollywood life there.
Mm-hmm. In the middle.
See what you did there.
7:45. It is Friday, my friend. Celebrate. Give thanks to good Lord, the Creator. Another awesome day. Make good use of it. Be kind to your neighbor. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Let's go, Gators! Come on, man. Keep the faith, brothers and sisters. Bleeding orange and blue. We can beat them Aggies. Them Texas A&Mers. We can. I don't know if we will, but we can.
But you gotta have, oh, yeah.
Anything's possible.
So you're saying there's a chance?
Absolutely.
Okay, good.
Good morning. Welcome. Happy Friday. The weekend is here at 7:50, 10 minutes till 8 o'clock. I'm Bob Rose. He's Greg Cassidy.
Yep.
He's waving. Right now he's waving.
Yes.
That's good.
Yeah.
I'll explain to you about radio and communications a little bit later. Maybe cover some things Marconi didn't actually cover. Okay. All right. Not a new story. It'll be new to a whole lot of people. And there's some new aspects to it. And that is China, a threat to the U.S. Oh, my.
What?
Yeah. You know, you never really hear, very rarely, the Democrats talking about the threat of Chinese. They love their straw man, Putin. They love to blame everything on Putin. But rarely talk in negative or derogatory terms about exactly what the threat and the level of threat that's coming from China on a daily basis. It's a term that we use called asymmetrical warfare. And every day they engage in it to one degree or another. Here's the U.S. maritime industry is dangerously reliant on China, potentially opening the door for the Chinese Communist Party to gain access to critical American infrastructure. This is actually a new report from House Republicans. It's not based on brand new information, though, but it is a new report, and it was released yesterday. All right, these are House Republicans on the Committee on Homeland Security and Select Committee on the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party. And they said that the use of Chinese manufactured equipment and technology at American ports jeopardized national security. The report specifically focused on Chinese government-owned ZPMC. That's a major manufacturer of cranes used at ports across the country. We have put ourselves, allowed ourselves to be in a vulnerable position. This is but one small aspect. When I say asymmetrical warfare, it takes in everything, anything and everything that the Chinese communist government can do. And the PRC, they don't get mentioned enough. That's the military side. They really wield the power. The PRC does. They're militant because they're military. And they're the ones that are hardcore commies. The rest is kind of putting a pretty face on it. I know. The CCP doesn't really have a pretty face. Well, they do when you compare them to the realities of the PRC military and what they are all about. Yeah, they're the real ugly tough guys. So they gathered this information. during a joint investigation, and it indicates that this crane company, ZPMC, could, if desired, serve as a Trojan horse capable of helping the CCP and PRC exploit and manipulate U.S. maritime equipment and technology at their request. This vulnerability in our critical infrastructure has the potential to affect Americans from coast to coast. In other words, they could play games. Mm-hmm. They could make it so the cranes aren't operating. They have found their way, woven their way into other types of infrastructure related to the ports. This report accuses ZPMC of leveraging cheap labor and subsidized steel to sell cranes around the world at non-competitive prices. So,
again,
so when you go out there and you say, hey, we need to build the port, we need to update the port, we need these cranes, and you get the low bid, guess what? Guess who's always going to be the low bid when it comes to cranes? ZPMC, because the communist government assures you they're going to be the low bid because they're subsidizing them. So they flood the world, literally flood the world market with these things. And the lawmakers found out that around 80% of ship-to-shore cranes used at ports in the U.S. come from that company. And it's Chinese China Communications Construction Group, which has significant involvement in militarizing the South China Sea, for instance. So, you know, why does it have to take Republicans on a House committee?
Why?
Because the Democrats weren't interested? Although that would appear to be the case.
Well, it's not even just the cranes on the ports. They own a lot of the ports around the world. It was back in the late 80s. Long Beach, as in Long Beach, California? Orient Overseas International Limited.
And I believe that they made a play for ports in Florida, but that was denied.
Yep.
And that was probably, that's probably going back about 20 years ago. I mean, now it's, for anybody who had their head in the sand, you know, about China and what, you know, what their goals are, there's no way that you can, you know, ignore the information and the obvious. You can't.
It's right there, yeah.
But yet, many Democrats still do. And the only reason you can think as to why is because they're getting some sort of a benefit, directly or indirectly, from the Chinese communist government.
Yeah.
And there's few alternatives to these cranes. There's no U.S.-based companies that make a similar product. Other vulnerabilities in the American maritime industry include the fact that portions of the ports of Long Beach, like you said, also Seattle, L.A., Houston, just to name a few, that are, in Miami, or at least part of it is, controlled by the China Merchants Group.
Wow. That's crazy when you think about it.
Yep. And we didn't even really get into the detail of what compromises or issues related to the infrastructure. I don't think they necessarily want some of that stuff to be public.
Yeah.
But let me just put it to you this way. It makes us very vulnerable in just yet another area. Another area. And we've allowed it to occur.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's one thing to make an error, make a mistake, make a bad judgment. But it's another one where you've actually allowed it to occur. Kind of like the Democrats and Biden and Harris and the open border. They had control of it. Trump left it secure. He had the wait in Mexico until you get your asylum hearing, for instance, just one aspect of it. And they undid all of it on purpose, by design. They've created whatever crisis, whatever befalls the American people, fentanyl, trafficking of humans, killings, rapes, murders, DUIs, all of it. You can thank Kamala. You can thank Joe. You can thank the Democrats. More to come on 97.3 The Sky. Did I mention it's Friday the 13th? Good luck.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.